What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Again, like I say, Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the number one award-deserving episode known as the Spike on the Mic Show. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as This Spike on the Mic. And we're coming at you from undisclosed locations. Where I'm going to talk with my hands. We're coming to you from undisclosed locations. We're coming from all over the globe. We're coming in from down south, down north, down east, and down west. I don't know where we're coming from, but that's why we're doing it. So this is the Spike on the Mic Show, number one deserving show. Who's on this deserving show, ladies and gentlemen? Let me introduce the crew. I always go French on y'all. The man is putting the sounds through your eardrums. It goes into one ear, and then it plays on the other drum. We like to call him the one, the only, PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I feel like a million yen.
So what is that in American dollar?
It's about $8,700.
Yeah. Mm.
So I'm not really feeling that well.
$8,700.
Yeah.
That'll buy you some tires.
Yeah. Yeah.
Buy some tires. You know,
I'm not feeling terrible.
Yo, okay.
I'm feeling about $8,700 worth. Yeah.
Well, you know why you're feeling good?
Why?
Because we're here, ladies and gentlemen. We're here for one reason.
Oh, no.
And one reason only.
No.
And that is the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm doing pretty good, Spike. I'm a little bit tired. It was hot today. I was at the parade. There was a lot of emphasis on voting rights, and had a pretty good time. Anyway, it was a great
MLK day.
Wait. This means timeout in official football in the sports.
Yeah.
There's an MLK parade today?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's Monday.
It was hot.
Oh, okay.
I have a dream today.
Anyway, a good time was had by all.
Yeah, really.
A lot of good people out there.
Thanks, Steve. I love you more than I did minutes ago.
So did little tall boys and little short girls
short children,
together?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Martin Luther's King's dream is coming true.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, speaking of coming true, we have the man who's moving up in the order of the resistance fighters. We like to call him the one, Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
Oh, the guy who forgot to unmute.
Yeah, yeah, he's back down in the order.
I'm sticking to showing up on time and keeping my commitment to this show because I'm trying to get that pay raise. You hear me?
Well, listen, he just went up in billing, right?
Oh, yeah.
You heard me? Really. Also, we're going to talk about merchandise later on in the show, if one like myself will remember.
Sure.
Speaking of remembering,
you can't get
everything,
a raise until you get a t-shirt. You got to get the t-shirt, then you get the raise.
Mm-hmm. It's like getting like the man said in Scarface, and then I don't remember what he said.
Yeah.
All right, so keeping up with the
billings. Say hello to my little friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's what he said, but we got to go with the one, the lovely, the talented, Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a drag queen to this beer.
Ooh, nice. Who is that on your beer?
A drag queen.
Taffy. Yeah. It's Taffy.
Oh, Laffy Taffy. Laffy Taffy.
Taffy.
Laffy Taffy.
That's Taffy.
Yeah.
She's a friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
And all mine. Right, well, and mine. So I've attended her bingo games.
She's beautiful.
She has merch, too.
Her makeup is extremely
She does have merch, yes.
We need beer koozies.
We do need beer koozies.
Why don't we have beer koozies? We drink white cans.
Okay. I know, all the time.
Okay. We should have Spike on the Mic beer koozies.
We don't want to promote tooth decay and drinking. You know, they say like nine out of ten dentists
tooth decay. You know,
I don't think we can not promote it.
Yeah.
We should try not to.
About the merch now, because this is what should be on the beer koozie.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, really. All right, wait, hold on a second. We're missing an intro.
Oh, God, wait. Yeah.
You can't talk.
You haven't been introduced yet.
This is a phantom voice. Speaking of the phantom voices, and she likes the ergonomics. She likes to do ergonomics and eat. This is the lovely, the talented Miss Kimberly. Miss Kimberly, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like snowflakes to my windshield.
Ooh.
Oh, is it snuck in there?
It's snowing out there.
It's still middle of a horrible blizzard.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, really.
I love when other people suffer in the winter.
I mean, it's Monday, and you know, it's a huge blizzard on Monday.
Yeah, that always on Monday is also rhymes.
It's always a Monday.
Rhymes with Martin.
It rhymes with Martin. Yes.
Yes.
I have a dream today.
Yes.
All right. So, for those of you guys who weren't part of the premium show, we talked with Kim about her ergonomics thing.
I forgot. It's just erging.
Oh, and she has ergons in her house.
Yeah.
And explain to people besides me what ergon is.
Sounds sticky.
Erg is short for ergometer. And ergometer is also
short for
more popularly called a rowing machine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So y'all just trying to weed and feed out this less than educated people by calling it ergonomics.
Yeah.
What does the ERG stand for? I'm sure.
It's not that.
It's short for ergometer. The piece of equipment is called an ergometer. In the rowing world, the people who row on the water, we call the machines ergs. And in the CrossFit world, they just call them rowing machines.
Yeah.
And I have to say that it's a very apt statement, because just like rowers and CrossFitters, they can't stop talking about it.
I'm gonna go to Planet Fitness. I'm gonna ask that guy at the front desk, "Where's your erging machine?"
Yeah,
really. He better walk me to
preach.
He will.
He'll be clueless. Your gym guy will be clueless.
Oh my god!
He's like 16, and
somebody woke up.
Yeah, really. All right. Well, keeping in with the Martin Luther King celebration, we had to bring in some more tall people.
I bet Gas Man was in the parade. I didn't see him there, though.
Yes. And speaking of in the parade, Gas Man, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
I'm sticking like a virgin on prom night, ready for the Bucks to defend the Super Bowl.
Baby. Yes.
Wait, hold on a second. Wait. Time out. That was a great example of apples and oranges. And let me explain. He said a virgin on prom night, waiting for the Bucks to defend the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Apples and oranges, they don't go together.
No, they totally go together.
Virgins in football?
Yeah.
He's filled with tremendous anticipation.
Yes.
Of things
just like you would if you were on prom night with a virgin.
Yeah.
You gotta destroy it like that end zone.
I hope you're not that disappointed.
Me too.
The voice has all the answers tonight, man.
Yeah, he really is.
He's on it.
He is on
ever since he got that backdrop.
Yes.
You know?
Serious. Yeah. Well, keep it in with our introductions. This is the only caller-driven road show. So you can always give us a call at 813-699-3900.
Yeah.
That's 813-699-3900. You can play, because we love picking up hitchhikers, because hitchhikers help drive the show. I like saying that.
Yeah, right? I like it too.
And while we're driving the show, we like to talk about what? Three things,
three
ladies and gentlemen.
Three. I'm not sure little, what that is.
Little thing. It's oh, let me tell you. They're these things here. Wait, what? I was on beat. What happened?
The past, the present, and the future.
Whew. All right, that was our weekly exercise, so we don't need no urbanomics. Boom, boom, doom, doom. We don't need no error. Hey, I'm going back to you. I'm sorry, Kim. I know this is not what show prep, but ergotronics, what is that all about?
It's not any omics.
It's a rowing machine.
Oh, and it's an Erwan.
She's never going to say it again.
It simulates the force of, of rowing. And this way you get to practice during the winter.
During the winter months. Okay. All right. Listen, I will try
It's a training tool, and it's a grueling training tool.
You don't even look like you did that this morning. You look fresh and like
yeah, really.
Clean hair. You have clean hair.
Yeah.
Unlike me.
That was a jab. That was a jab. We keep you coming from hanging chair.
Oh, now she's laughing. You know, she's offended when Spike says she has dirty hair.
Even on Martin Luther King Day?
Oh, my God.
I have a dream today.
That button is going to be
used. Yeah, it's going to be broken by the end of this episode.
All right, so let's go ahead and do what's next thing is go ahead and holler at our sponsors.
Sponsors.
Or people that...
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Uh-oh.
All right, it's not race season, but I got to ask the resistance fighters. Have y'all received any benefits or merch or compensation from all these sponsors here? And I'll start with you, PW.
Not a one. Yeah. Mm. Well, no, wait. I got to say, one of our former sponsors sent us a t-shirt.
T-shirts
from the race day, but we're no longer
Game day metrics, All right, Billy, have you seen anything from...
I have eaten for free at Hooters, but I don't think that's because Hooters gave me that food.
All right.
But Hooters.
Right. Gas man?
And negative, not one single iota of merch.
That is messed up. And our resistance fighters who are new to the scene, Chad and Kimberly. Chad, have you seen anything? What?
Did he just pause on my name again?
I want to call you Billy so bad.
Hold on a second. He has known me for over 10 years.
Oh, babe, it's been longer than that.
It's been way longer than 10 years. It's like 20 years.
Seriously, I don't think... 25? I think Hold It was what? Just born?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
How old is Hold It?
He's 24.
24. Billy knows. Kimberly doesn't.
How do I know your son's age better than you do?
Because you probably get him a birthday present.
Well, I was thinking in rowing years.
Oh. I was thinking
in erging years.
Erging,
erging years. That's actually a thing. I'm not making it up.
Okay, so here's my thing. I think the Saving My Foot people need to give us some stuff. So we go ahead. I'm sorry, boys. What?
I'm not really allowed to disclose what I got, but I got about five of every one of them.
What is the question? What was the question?
Have we, if we got any compensation or merch from our sponsors.
No, but I could use a pair of those bright orange shorts. Send those over here.
Oh, wear them. Yeah, you would look cute in those.
I don't know.
I'll wear them on the show. I'll wear them on the show.
Hold up. You have to wear support hose with them.
I'll do it.
Do you have the thighs?
I want to see that.
For a dare, I will.
Do you have the
shaved
thighs?
Shaved or unshaved? Shaved or unshaven legs?
Oh yeah,
I'm not shaving.
Doesn't matter.
You're not shaving your legs?
I'm not wearing pantyhose either. Oh, I'm just gonna. Yeah. It's a joke. It's a joke. I'm supposed to get a laugh, but now I feel like a weirdo.
You don't throw it.
It's only on the radio, you guys.
Dear me.
You know, when on the weekends,
the voice is like. Why in the world is this guy on this show? The voice's face is like, oh my God.
No, he looks like that naturally. He just looks like that.
Yeah, that's my happy face.
All right, so in keeping with this train on the track, let's continue on and do the rest of the things. Let's go, because I got some great topics I want to talk to you resistant fighters about.
Yeah.
And I definitely need your opinion on these things because I have them. But, you know, sometimes my opinions are a little more opinionated than the world. So let's go ahead and do the first thing, which will be Couch Hip News of the Day. Ooh. All right. This Couch Hip here, this is I decided I want to go in a different direction about Couch Hips, maybe a little different. I want to throw out every once in a while some little isn't that a great little knowledge of nuggets, which is really what the cow chips are?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Did you guys know? Go ahead.
I was going to say things that make you go,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, or I didn't know that. That is interesting. And I can tell everybody next time I'm at the water cooler. Right. Did you guys know in The Godfather? And some of you may have already noticed because you guys are into the theaters. In The Godfather, the cat that Marlon Brando was rubbing during the scene, you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That was not planned. It happened to be a cat. Sometimes I think this might be fake fish. There was a cat on the scene when they were filming that thing there, and Francis Coffius saw the cat and just picked him up and handed it to him and said, hey, let's add this to the thing, right? Is y'all laughing at the cat part?
No, we're laughing at the Francis Frank Coffius.
Who is that?
This close to spraying beer all over my brand new.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. Y'all missing the point of the cow chip.
No, not when you slaughter somebody's name that bad.
I think there's two cow chips.
Francis
in this
Coppola.
Chip.
So they went. So the first
copious.
Okay, so my point is that there was a guy. Gasman,
Gasman just like destroyed himself.
So listen, think about what I'm saying. When the guy was stroking the cat in the cat thing,
Marlon
right?
Brando, yeah.
The director saw a stray cat. Saw a stray cat and just gave it to him to say, hey, you can do this. Isn't that the greatest cow chip in the nose? So y'all can use that.
No, I can actually add to this. The Godfather, that early scene in the movie, was filmed on Staten Island, where I used to live. And they rented a house, an existing house in Staten Island, to shoot that scene, and there just happened to be a cat that lived there. The people who owned that house, it was their cat. And while they were shooting the scene, it went up on his lap, and they decided to shoot the scene with him scratching this little cat. Yeah.
PW
is like, I personally know that cat.
Well, no, I don't.
Which sort of makes me think this might be fake fish.
Oh, it's not.
Boys, you say something?
Did they also have a fantastic tomato garden there?
Oh, that's actually a different film.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that was the end of the...
Yes, it was supposed to take place in that very same house. Behind that house. They should have had a tomato garden.
There's a girl for the part two.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. I doubt this was fake fish, though, because there's cats everywhere. Cats just come in everywhere. They just go wherever they want. Yeah, this is a real story.
But let's apply this. Let's apply the logic. If and one of y'all, that's mean any of y'all, and one of y'all sitting down and somebody just bring you and put a cat in your lap, you're going to freak out, aren't you?
No. I like cats.
No. I'm going to totally cuddle with that cat, even though I'm allergic to cats. I will pet that cat to death.
Right, let me talk. Let me
if
talk
someone puts a kid in my lap, I'm going to be like, get this freaking thing out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second.
Wait.
Yeah.
You would freak out?
I don't like kids.
No, the cat.
No, I love the cat. I love animals.
Hold on.
I'm talking to Spike.
Well, you have to use the words.
Oh, Spike's going to freak out now.
Yeah, no. Actually, there's a cat in my house, but.
What's the problem?
Just a stray cat. I'm on the movie set, you know, all oiled up and everything.
Right.
And somebody just set a cat on me. Let's talk to the tall people. Gas man, if somebody just put a damn cat in your lap, you just going to sit there? Are you going to?
Not going to let it happen. Nobody's putting a cat on my lap. I don't do cats. I don't like dogs. None of that.
And that's why you're not a movie star.
Possibly one of the reasons. Yeah.
That's it. That's why.
Gasman's like, I like the ladies. The lady in the lap.
Yeah, or even a baby. I like babies too. Babies, I'm good with. I miss my grandchildren. So yeah, but I don't want a hairy animal in my lap. I am a hairy animal. I don't need another one on me. Get out of here.
All right, so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I thought maybe this was fake fish, but then I got to understand that we all
ain't the same height.
Dude, I don't let an animal live in no animals live in my house, dude. That's how bad I am.
I thought that too, but then there's XY chromosomes.
That's how I feel about kids.
That forced you to have kittens.
Yeah, serious. All right, so now it's time for and last week. This didn't go off too well, did it? The big A word of the day?
Oh, I don't know.
It went off fine. Voluble.
It was banana, right?
Yeah, voluble. Yeah. He remembers.
Oh, yeah. Man. See, he's gonna get for the he's going to win the year-end review.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, there's the test at the end of the year?
Always.
Oh, yeah. All right, here we go.
You guys ready? It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, it's the word of the day. It's the word of the day.
Yeah.
Good job.
Of course. Even with the head canceling noise earphones, you did an all right job.
She pulled
Boys,
it off.
One day I would just want to see you do a little of this. Just a little bit. Just give us a little bit of this. And then we'll get bigger and then we'll get bigger.
Yeah, boys, just throw in some shoulders, baby. Just throw in some shoulders. That's all Chad is looking for. All right, so here I'm gonna try this and we'll see how it works. Listen.
He just did it. He did it. I saw it.
Here we go. Let's try this.
We didn't hear anything.
Not hearing it.
Oh, damn it. Titular.
Titular. Oh, yes.
Oh, I know that.
T-I-T-U-L-A-R.
Yes, oh,
this
titular.
This should be fun.
No, maybe she say the euler.
Isn't it titular?
No, it's titular.
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 Okay, make sure you say the euler because we're on radio, right?
T-I-T-U-L-A-R, right? T-I-T-U-L-A-R. Yep.
All right, so you crabs know what that is, right?
Pretty
yeah. Sorry, I shouldn't call you a crab resistant fighter. Okay, so you listen.
Are we supposed to say what it is now?
No.
Nope. No, we want to just save it.
Don't
for
you
the
remember
people.
We wait till the end of the show to reveal?
And then promptly forget it.
Yeah.
We forget to mention it again.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go. All right.
Wait, does anybody besides Spike not know what it means? Titular?
Spike knows what it means.
I don't know what any of these words mean.
I like Chad. Gas man, you got a clue what titular means?
Yeah, I got a clue. I've heard of it and I've seen it used, but I don't know for sure, but I have an idea.
Right.
Ooh, wow. Look at him all smart.
I mean, I got a clue, but again, it's on the radio.
Francis Franco.
I'm only thinking voice. You know what titular is?
Sure. It's not risque at all.
Stop. Shh.
Oh, sorry.
I need to get out more.
Sorry.
All right.
I do know what titular is.
Okay, well, with
Wait,
all
did
this,
did he say reticular?
Yeah, reticular,
like the chicken.
Reticular,
like the chicken. Hold on, let me laugh.
It's rotisserie.
Oh God, that was funny.
Rotisserie.
Oh, hold on, let me finish.
Oh, laughing. Rotisserie. How do we get from reticular to rotisserie?
This is the longest intro in the world.
Titular.
Wait, we're still on the intro.
When you.
All right, okay, let's do a show, ladies and gentlemen.
All right,
let's do a topic.
Let's do a topic. How about the topic changing music?
Oh, my God. All right, we're going to stop being so titular and start our first topic of the evening on the Spike of the Mic Show.
All right, I like to call this topic here, This Voids the Warranty.
This Voids the Warranty.
All right, I need you guys' opinion on this because I'm a little, whatever. Yeah. All right. So there was a doctor in the UK, and he's a pretty well-known, respected doctor. So in 2017, Dr. Bramhill, right, he did a transplant. What he did was he transplanted a liver. And I didn't know you can do this, but I guess you can. And I know, Chad, we talked about giving up stuff. Body parts earlier in another part of the show, but this here, he did a transplant in a liver thing, right? He gave one person a liver, yada yada yada. Well, I guess there were some complications going on with the liver, so when the guy went back to surgery, they found out that Dr. Bramhill put his name on the liver that he put into the person.
Nice. He signed it.
Hold on a second. Think about it. Slow down and think. Now, question to the resistance fighters here. I mean,
got questions.
Questions. He's up for charges. Why? Okay, They're trying to pull his license, saying that this is a bad thing. Now, the liver. They say that he does impeccable work. He is a great physician. Yada yada yada. We like the party. And everything is happening, and they're trying to sue him for like $13,000
only.
Why?
Yeah, because of they're saying lack of respect and dignity for the patients. Patient.
Wait. No. Oh, yeah. I was about to say there's more than one.
Now, question to the resistance fighters: do you think this is a bad look by the doctor? Slow, just simmer down and let's think about it. I'll start out with you, voice of reason.
Well, I think anybody that signs their work is kind of proud of it. And most physicians that do liver transplants, $13,000, you just pay it. It's nothing.
Yeah. All right, Billis.
So I have questions.
Go.
How was the name put onto the liver? Was it like tattooed? Or how was his name on the liver?
When is he used?
He signed it with ink.
They say he used a surgical device to write his initials on the transplant of the liver at the end of two surgeries. Now, whether it was branded or just sketched in there,
cauterizing tool.
Yeah,
I would think cauterizing.
Okay, so.
He sewed a label on it.
Let's say, okay. God. Yeah.
So to me, I don't care what anybody says about the fact that his initials were inside this dude's body. He was putting that dude in at risk because he then damaged the liver that he was putting transplant. This guy is like super, like clearly very sick, needs a new liver to live the rest of his life. And this guy marked that liver in some way. That, I don't care what anybody says, damage that liver, either by putting ink in his body, which is a foreign body that the body would then reject, or by cauterizing, which means he burned that liver before he put him into his body. No, not okay. No.
All right, gas man?
No.
Yeah, see, he did this. $13,000 is easy. It's write a check for that. No, that's completely wrong, man. And who's to say this is not the first time he's done that? Nobody gets caught on the first time.
How about you, Miss Kimberly?
yeah, cauterizing anything inside the body produces a waste product, and your body tries to fight the or repair the damage. It causes the reaction in your body. It's super not good. And if he's already gone through, he caused harm to his patient, and $13,000 is not enough. It's I just read that he is no longer allowed to practice medicine. So there you go.
Spoiler alert.
I think he's guilty of more than that. I think he should go to prison.
Wow. So Hanging Chad, what do you think?
I think, so I'm looking at this from two different sides. So from the patient side, I'd say it has to be dependent on the outcome, because if I had needed a liver, I don't really care if it has initials on it, unless the adding of initials made it not work or sick. Because if it worked, I think it's cool. I'd be like, guys, my liver says loser, dude. Like, but I got it. And I'm still living, and I'm happy about it. So, fine. But from the doctor's point of view, I think it's a real crappy thing to do. But from a patient's point of view, give me an initial liver. I just need a liver.
PWs?
I totally agree with Chad. This would be the greatest liver to possibly have.
Yeah,
one that's
with
like
a little
monogram.
Cool design on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't care if my – I only care if the liver works. If the liver works, fine.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Boys?
Everybody knows, I think, that the liver that's been cooked is much better than raw.
That's true, yeah.
It's only good for one thing.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they sold some onions in there, too.
Yeah.
I would tattoo that on there. Billy, what are you going to say?
Well, I don't know if you want me to say it because it's. I read ahead. I know more about the story.
God, the dude died.
Can I say? You always do that.
That's your job.
I'm done.
It's your job, Billy. So, go for it.
It is my job. So the liver failed 1 week later. That's where the follow-up surgery happened, where the initials were discovered.
Discovered.
1 week later.
See, then
it didn't fail because of the liver. It didn't fail because of the initials. Though.
Because of the signing.
We don't
yeah.
know that. We don't know
yes.
that.
Yes, we do.
I know that.
Yeah, I just listen. I'm, in my story, yes, the guy just messed up. He got a kidney blow with the livers. And then they said, hey, let's go back and check in some. Actually, they were looking at something else. And then they saw some graffiti.
They saw the advertisement, Eat at Joe's.
They yeah. saw some graffiti yeah. on them. God, I'm so funny.
Look, we're eventually going to move to an era where everything's going to be branded. We're going to be able to buy livers and kidneys.
Yeah.
And they're all going to be branded by companies. They're already going to have names on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, the majority of the resistance fighters agree with the fact that this guy should be banned from playing doctor or being a doctor because of he was proud of his work, right?
Yes, he's before his time. If in another 30 years, this would be totally normal, probably.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No.
Oh, yes. I want a Dr. Philopatlas liver.
What if you had a really long doctor name and it's liver's covered in signature?
Okay, so right quickly, do you guys think that I just had a brain fart?
Wow.
Again,
I can't.
Gas
tell.
Man.
We yeah. think he should have lost his license.
Yeah, he thinks he lost his license. Gas man.
Yes, Hippocratic oath number one is do no harm, and he did harm.
Oh,
right there.
Oh right. Man,
well, hold on.
You actually pointed.
No, the
at
liver
him,
wasn't in think. His body yet, so he didn't do harm to the patient. He did harm to an organ.
No, it.
You didn't finish that sentence,
He did it at the end of the surgery. So yes, right. The liver was in the body.
Done. Did it.
Well, see, you got to give all the details. I didn't know that.
He never gives all the details. That's why
Hold on. Ooh, dump button right there at the 236 mark. First of all, another fart. No, you don't have to look stuff up. You just have to. You give the story. And then you let the resistance fighters go out there and give their unabated, opinion on it, and one of the words fits in there, so don't worry about it. Let's just go with that. one of those words that fits in there, I don't think that this being a good doctor thought that putting his initials on the liver was going to cause it to go bad. Because in transplants, everything is 50-50, right? You never know.
And besides, he lived for a whole week.
Yeah.
That's one more week than he probably would have had.
Tell me when it's my turn to give my opinion.
No, Billy. Not Billy. What's that other girl named Kim?
Yeah, I actually was. I wanted to say that the apparently the way he put his initials in the liver was with a tool that is typically used to cauterize blood flow. Incisions. Or to stop blood flow. And it does, you know, that doesn't necessarily cause the liver to fail, but it's extra work and trauma that he's inflicting on the patient that's unnecessary. So even though it's something that's normally done to benefit a patient in certain types of surgeries, what he was doing is completely and utterly obnoxious and harmful. He was charged with assault, I also read.
Oh, they did?
Oh, wow, really?
Oh, my goodness. My article, my internet, says that the guy, it was rather lack of respect and dignity for the patients, but the dude was, he did life-saving care, and it was still gross violation of the patient's dignity and anatomy. Oh, whatever. I don't care no more. He was suspended for 28 days.
I don't care no more.
What if he worked at a hospital and there's a lot of doctors there? They all have patients that need livers. He pulled the liver out of somebody and didn't want his fellow doctor to take the liver for his patient. He said, nope, this is for my patient.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
that's like not how it happens.
Chad, I think you've nailed it. Yeah. These people are just off in left field. Yeah.
Like licking the candy bar because you don't want your siblings to steal my patient's liver.
I put my name on it.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Kim, salt goes with onions.
Oh, that's true.
and liver.
Yeah.
So now you guys are making me want a liverwurst and onion sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yuck.
You guys are making me want a liverwurst and onion sandwich on an onion roll.
That is a lot of mayonnaise.
A lot of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Billy, that is extremely nasty. And do me a favor. Don't ever, ever, ever kiss me in the mouth again, okay?
I never have, and I never will.
Wait a minute.
Don't fight it.
So I'm going to say this real quick. Such marks normally heal and disappear after using this particular tool. But, and he did this at the end of the surgery, not before, but at least one of the livers Bramhall branded was otherwise damaged, leaving it unable to heal and erase the doctor's initials. Nope.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, okay.
Nope.
Okay. We'll go ahead and let Bramhall not practice medicine anymore.
Not practice medicine anymore.
All right. Well, then let's hit it. Topic, changing music.
I don't believe that we could come up with something as bizarre as a last topic.
Okay, let's try it out.
Yeah, this topic.
Let's try.
This topic here, I think you guys might know a lot. You guys might know about this. I like to call this McDonald's, McRib, McGriffin.
McDonald's, McRib, McGriffin.
Right. Resistance fighters, do y'all know what McGriffin is?
Nope.
Whoa. See, I vacillated. That's a big word that somebody used and I liked it. I vacillated between using McGriffin as the big A word of the day or the cow chip of the day or in the news.
All right. Let me ask you a question. I may be totally wrong here, but is it possible that the last word is not McGriffin, but McGuffin?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now this all makes sense. I know what a MacGuffin is. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good job. Good catch there, PW.
All right.
Okay. Why the rest of y'all didn't catch it?
Because I don't know what that is either.
I don't know what MacGuffin is. Yeah.
I was thinking
you're talking about the dude on Family Guy.
That's what I thought. I was thinking it'd make a good plot. A good plot for Family Guy, right?
It's a Scottish egg
McMuffin. Wait, boys, you watch Family Guy?
No, it's not a
Scottish
egg McMuffin. Look at you.
All right, so thanks to PW, there was a mispronouncing word.
Yeah. And
there was a wrong saying of MacGuffin. Right.
MacGuffin. MacGuffin.
So do you guys know what a MacGuffin is? PW excluded.
I do know what a MacGuffin is.
No, I don't.
Should I explain?
I just looked it up.
I've honestly never known anything that's ever been asked of me on this show. I've never said yes.
You are the perfect cast member.
Yeah.
Gas man, you know what a MacGuffin is?
No, do not.
Kimberly's?
No.
No, Billy, you don't look it up. And voice of reason.
Of course I know what a MacGuffin is.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I bet you he does.
He does. All right.
Because he's like a film buff.
Oh,
great. And I even know who came up with the term.
Right. So I discovered this in my travels that the great filmmaker, not Alex Cross, what's the guy named?
Hitchcock.
Billy is taking a long sip.
Alfred
Hitchcock. She is, poor thing.
Alfred E. Hitchcock.
Alfred Hitchcock. He came with.
Pittsburgh has reached her.
What happened?
She was frozen, but she was in the middle of a sip for like 2 minutes. I was like, go, okay, Billy, calm down there.
Chug.
All right, so this is something MacGuffin is. It was a phrase coined by a British screenwriter who worked with Alfred E. Hitchcock,
right?
By Agnes MacFarlane. So anyway, he said MacGuffin is an object or a device in a movie or a book series that has no reason to be in the movie, in the plot or theory.
Sliding glass door has been opened.
Oh, that's good.
PW, explain what a MacGuffin is.
A MacGuffin is an element in a movie that helps carry the plot along, but really doesn't mean anything. It's just a little.
It's incongruous.
Yeah.
What?
Kind of like what happened to Billy? Bum 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 bum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. And the whole movie we're talking about Billy, and really Billy has nothing to do with the plot.
Right. So Hanging Chad and Gas Man. Let me give you an example of a MacGuffin.
MacGuffin.
Oh, MacGuffin. MacGuffin. It's something that just doesn't really matter, but it's important in the movie. I'm saying this wrong. Do you guys ever saw? Hold on. Talk about yourself. Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. Okay. Yes. All right. I know what the MacGuffin is.
Okay. The MacGuffin is that suitcase that they open up in the end of the movie or whenever
they
open it up.
Yeah.
And you just see glowing. It's not paramount. Look at me big wording all day. Towards the real reason that there is a movie.
Yeah.
Maltese Falcon is a MacGuffin.
Exactly. Is a MacGuffin, not MacGruffin. MacGuffin.
Okay. So Hanging Chad, you
MacGruffin. Are
you following us?
Yeah, sure.
Gas man, do you follow what a MacGuffin is?
Yeah, sure do. It's like the glowing light in the suitcase on Pulp Fiction.
Exactly.
Is it like the head in the box at the end of?
Exactly. That was going to be when I was going to ask the resistant fighters, give me an example of a MacGuffin.
And is I was that? Say,
I don't know. It's something in something.
Well, yeah.
Like a light in a suitcase, a head in a box.
Yeah.
The head in the box was actually crucial to the
plot. Important.
Yeah,
It moved the story along though.
Right.
It's Saturday Night Live.
End of the movie.
On to Saturday Night Live, it was a dick in a box.
That wasn't a MacGuffin. I don't think that was a MacGuffin.
That was the whole point of the thing. Yeah.
Kimberly, do you know what a MacGuffin is?
I get it now, yeah.
You know what? Can you think of a movie?
I'm trying to think of one.
As we talk, I'll give you, think about one, but I was doing some research on that and I was surprised to learn that George Lucas, the famed Star Wars guy.
Yeah.
He equated R2-D2 as a MacGuffin. And explain to me, how is that a MacGuffin, PW?
That doesn't actually make sense to me.
Okay, let me explain. I didn't tell the whole story correctly.
All right.
George Lucas contradicted it after Hitchcock's definition of a MacGuffin. He says, Alfred Hitchcock said that a MacGuffin is something that's not, that the audience doesn't care about. Lucas says, no, it's something that people should care about. Like he said, even the lightsaber in all those Star Wars movies, that was his MacGuffin.
I think the bigger MacGuffin in Star Wars was C-3PO.
Which one is that? That's the...
That's the gold robot, right?
Guy.
Gold one.
Yeah, it was like, what is he doing? But R2-D2, he unlocked all the doors and like did all the things with the little stick thing. Turn, zip, 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 zip.
He brought the message to Obi-Wan Kenobi.
He was saving them like in every movie.
You're right, Gas Man. It's like, help me, old one. It's going to Don.
Yeah, he actually drove the plot because he brought the message to Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Like C-3PO just walked out like complimenting people.
Yeah, so C-3PO was the MacGuffin. All right, so resistance fighters, let's go around the room and see if y'all can come up with some.
Oh, MacGuffin.
What's that?
I think I understand it well now.
You just looked it up some more?
Yeah, she looked
it up. The Holy Grail in the movie, the Holy Grail. The Grail is never actually found. It is essential to the forward motion of the plot, but it's not actually what the movie's about.
Oh.
It's a whole journey. And right.
Isn't it like Neverending Story? Isn't the story?
I honestly don't know.
No, it's the childlike princess.
Yeah, the princess with the MacGuffin. Well, it's her point. No.
Not the princess, the childlike princess. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the Neverending Story too. Never mind.
First of all, go ahead, Kim.
The Grail itself is not important.
Mm.
The movie's about the search, not the Grail itself.
There you go. Voice of Reason. You got some guffins?
I don't remember the title of the movie, but the greatest MacGuffin I think of all time was in one of Woody Allen's movies. There were spies and all kinds of fights and everything going on based on them trying to find the recipe for an egg salad sandwich.
So the egg salad sandwich is the
recipe for the egg salad, perfect egg salad sandwich.
Billy, you're back. Welcome back.
I thank you. Sorry, I'm having internet issues, apparently. So my guess as probably the greatest of all time MacGuffin is Rosebud from Citizen Kane.
No.
Which one is it?
Yeah, which one? The sled.
Oh, yes, the sled.
Yeah, we never did figure out what that was.
Yeah,
Rosebud was the sled.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a point in time. It represents the physical manifestation of a point in time when his life changed, right?
No.
What? So let me throw one at you and you tell me if this would be one. What about the bonus in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
The Christmas bonus.
Yeah. In the National Lampoon's Vacation.
They never got it, but it was the point of the whole movie.
Really. Gas, you got any guffins?
No, I only watch action movies that you don't need to watch. That you don't need your brain for. So I have none.
Okay, how about this? Here's a guffin. They call me Mr. Tibbs.
That's not a MacGuffin. No,
I just knew Gas Man likes to say that, and
they
call me Mr. Tibbs.
Yes.
So. Here's a MacGuffin.
Wait, isn't there a MacGuffin in Raising Arizona, too?
Ooh, is that the kid?
The whole movie is a MacGuffin.
Is that the kid in the baby seat?
Yeah, maybe it's the kid. It's the actual kid?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the right kind of movie for this plot device.
So anyway, I just thought that was interesting because I learned that. Now, we have people who know stuff like W and The Voice. And I don't know who else knew this. Chad, you had no clue idea. No clue idea.
I just wanted to put my name in there.
That's it. He's busy initialing your liver.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, I thought that was interesting, and I love it, except I like the George Lucas went the opposite of MacGuffin. He said R2-D2 and the lightsabers are MacGuffins, and I don't understand how that is.
Yeah, that doesn't.
I think R2-D2 makes sense to me now. No, it doesn't. I think it does. No. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
You feel like R2-D2...
It's not about R2-D2. He's not...
But isn't that true for a lot of characters in a lot of movies? They're not about that specific character, but they're still needed. Yeah. How are they going to get through all the doors?
Well, doesn't that make it...
I agree with Jack.
The bombs and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Hey, all right, so
he's the most useful character.
So maybe a MacGuffin isn't actually a thing.
Right, it's an object, thing, or a person or place, whatever the adjective is.
And R2-D2 is a character.
And the thing is, it's used just as a plot device. It doesn't have any actual meaning. It doesn't have any actual importance. It's just something that to move the plot along. They're trying to get the Maltese Falcon. It doesn't matter what the Maltese Falcon actually is. They're just trying to get it. Yeah.
Like a malt shake. All right, so here's a voice of reason. The greatest MacGuffin that you've ever given me, and if you guys have time, look up this story here or watch this movie here, is the Bad Child. What's the name of that movie you made me watch and I want to kill
the
you?
The Bad Seed?
Yes, that's a MacGuffin.
MacGuffin. There's no R.
Oh,
I know which one you're talking about now. The one that has the terribly shocking ending.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, that's the greatest MacGuffin. You guys have homework now. If you guys want to learn to speak Spike.
If you ever want to see a movie with a really, really shocking ending, watch The Bad Seed.
Yes, it is.
You will be amazed.
You will be amazed. All right.
Steve's little recommendation there is the MacGuffin.
Is it horror? It sounds like horror.
It's a horror, kind of a horror picture. It's a psychological horror picture, but the way it ends, whoa.
Oh, it's very shocking.
Yeah.
You're still not over it, huh? After all these years.
Hey. You'll watch it.
Gash, okay. you ever heard of this movie?
No, never have.
All right. Chad, you ever heard of it?
No.
All right, listen. This man got me in the boat. I ran home, went to Blockbusters, rented everything, or whatever I had to do. I had to watch this movie because it was a shocking ending. And after I saw it, I couldn't wait for murder to be legal.
What about this one? There's a movie starring John Fiedler, okay? And it's
on the roof?
No, John Fiedler was the star.
Let me laugh about that. Fiedler on the roof?
And Fiedler on the roof.
Detected at the front door.
Okay, the star, I don't remember the character's name. He was the star of the movie. It was his struggle to make two divergent groups happy. And what the MacGuffin was, racial injustice.
Oh, Raising in the Sun.
Yeah, exactly. The whole story is about one man's struggle to make divergent groups happy and come up with a solution.
Wait a minute. Now I know you saying that wrong because I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But racial injustice, that isn't a MacGuffin because everybody cares about that. That's what
I know, but the story
about.
was really about John Fiedler's his character's struggle to make everyone happy.
And do you guys know who John Fiedler
Person
was?
Detected at entrance.
Somebody's at the door.
Detected at the front door.
You know, when someone actually crawls in your door one day, you're not going to even care because you're so null. You just listen to it. You don't even care if someone's really getting in.
It's just like a car alarm. You just listen to it. Yeah. You know, somebody goes steal your
car. One day he's going to get like murdered on our show. And be like, well, we tried to tell him all those times. I mean,
great. great. Yeah. That'd be a MacGuffin.
That would be a MacGuffin.
No.
Serious. All right.
Billy's like, not my
Alexa is the MacGuffin in this story.
That's right. Serious. All right. So
Alexa.
I don't know if we have time, but let's go ahead and try to do our NFL picks real quick for the
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay, so let's do NFL picks for the playoffs that are starting today at 4 o'clock.
All right, you're gonna write all this down now.
Topic changing music.
What?
All right.
What's happening?
All right, we're going to do our picks for the NFL playoffs, and hopefully Spike will make a record.
All right, here we go. The Raiders against the Bengals. PW.
Bengals.
All right, Kim's.
Raiders. Bengals are. Oof.
Right, Billy.
Terrible fan.
Bengals because I don't like the Raiders.
All right, voice of reason.
I'll take the Bengals.
Bengals and Chad.
This is great. This is gonna make my dad real proud. Raiders.
Raiders. All right, Gasman.
I want the Raiders to win, but I got to go with Cincinnati, the Bengals.
God damn, I already typed Raiders. Okay. All right, so I'm going with, of course, the team is going to win the Super Bowl. That's the Raiders. All right, let's go with the next one, the New England Pats against the New England Pats. Okay, I wrote down twice. Who are they playing? The Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, Kim.
Bills, I have to. It's my boss's team.
All right, Billy?
Bills.
And then who next? Voice of Reason?
I'm going to pick the Bills because I don't like to pay the Bills.
Okay. All right, then let's go with Hanging Chad.
What's the other team?
The New England Patriots.
I'm going to do them because no one else did.
All right, Gas Man?
Patriots. Buffalo's going to poop the bed.
And I'm going to go with Bills. I'm going to go with Bills on that. And PW?
Bills.
Bills. All right. Listen, we're out of time, so let's go straight to the bottom. Let's go with the Bucks and the Phillies. PW.
Bucks.
Kim.
Bucks.
Phillies.
Bucks.
Boys.
Tampa.
Bucks. All right. And Chad.
I'm going to go Bucks, too.
And Gas.
You know what? Buccaneers, baby.
Yes.
I'm going to win it all by going with the Philadelphia Freedom.
No,
singing Spike. All right, so
you didn't bet money on that, did you?
Oh, listen, I got house payments on this mother.
Oh, right. God. You know what this means.
Are you going to tell us who won?
Yeah.
Are you going to keep score?
Yeah, I wrote it. I typed it in.
Okay.
Titular.
Titular. Okay, what does titular mean? Somebody knows?
Of course.
Pertaining to a title. It's like the titular.
I am a queen.
Head of state.
Of nothing.
She is the titular queen.
I am the titular queen.
Okay, so if you was explaining it to somebody who didn't know what titular means, how would you explain it? That's the key.
Pertaining to a title. The titular character of a movie.
Yeah, it's sort of like the ultimate.
Okay, you guys are terrible.
Not always.
No, it's a title. It's a title that doesn't mean crap.
No.
Oh, it's a MacGuffin?
Okay, let me give you the example. It's having an important or impressive title, but not having the powers or duties that usually go with it.
Oh, see? Yeah.
The Queen of England
is the titular head of state.
Right. Yeah, that's excellent. There you go. Yeah, that's right, perfect.
So let's go around the room real quick. Billy, what stuck with you tonight?
That I am the titular best person on this show.
See? Yes, man. What stuck with you tonight?
Francis Francopius.
Hanging Chad, what stuck with you tonight?
Maybe one day we will all be lucky enough to have livers with initials on them.
Write it on. Kimberly's, what's stuck with you tonight?
That my sister is the best person on this show.
What? Yeah. Wait. Okay. You must not have been listening to the host. Voice of Reason, what's stuck with you?
I guess that I'm the titular third best person on this show.
PW, is you the man? With the music in the ear, what stuck with you tonight?
That I have two daughters, and one of them happens to be the titular best person on the show.
But they're both MacGuffins.
Yeah, that's what stuck. That was stuck with me today.
You could have done without them.
You guys are all McMuffins, McGriffins.
McRibbons.
Like oh, listen, thank God for hanging, listen. Chad.
You guys are damn show impressive. Love all y'all. Y'all make this happen. This is a spike on the mic. And listen, and gifts and presents are coming through. We got to talk to the sponsor. They need to get it in here. Spike on the mic. Ladies and gentlemen, we out. One. We out.